ladies and gentlemen, we got him. Please raise the banner into the rafters. But we probably ought to listen to our audience. Well, I think the company did on Sunday, Bob.
It's liquid magic.
Wait, you...
It's liquid magic.
Wait, that plays every time we...
It's liquid magic.
The yams will be thrown into garbage can 5. This is News Today with WDW News Today. I'm Tom Corliss of WDWNT.com. Please like this video, subscribe, and hit the notifications bell to make sure you never miss the latest from all the Disney theme parks around the world. A quick thank you to so many of you who tuned in over the weekend to our 50-hour live broadcast to benefit Toys for Tots. I'm proud to announce in the end, I'm not going to give you the exact number because it keeps changing as people continue to donate, but we raised over $45,000 for the Toys for Tots organization, which will make sure that a lot of kids have a toy to open this holiday season, which is a really wonderful thing. From the bottom of my heart, thank you all so very much. And if I know, obviously, it's Thanksgiving week, it's very busy. If you didn't get around to donating, you still can. It's not too late. Toys.wdwnt.com. It is still active. Whatever you can donate, we will add to the total and is deeply, deeply appreciated. Also, you guys missed the kickoff, which I've been told is the greatest episode of WDW News Tonight of all time. So you want to check that out. It's actually already on this channel because that's where it was. And it will also be rebroadcast on the WDWNT TV channel, which is where it is every single week if you do want to start watching that program, if we've impressed you enough to come join us on that show from this point onward. But anyway, here now is the news for November 28th, 2022. Today, during a town hall with cast members, new Disney CEO Bob Iger discussed a wide-ranging number of topics, including the planned hiring freeze and the speculation that Apple would possibly buy the Walt Disney Company. He was also asked about the future of the Disney Park Pass reservation system. Iger said that he would be discussing it with Josh D'Amaro, chairman of Disney Parks Experiences and Products. He went on to say that he has not used the reservation system since its inception when the parks reopened in 2020, but he has heard good things and bad things about it. In an interview back in the summer of 2020, D'Amaro told Roger Dow that the park reservation system, quote, is working exceptionally well for us. He went on to say, and this technology, it doesn't only help during a time of a pandemic, but I also think it actually leads to a better cast and guest experience. And so these things are helping us now, but I think they are here to stay. Of course, many guests do not like the park reservation system and have been very vocal about it. It's unclear if Iger will completely eliminate it or just make modifications to it and park hopping and the park hopping policy as well, or leave it as is. Of course, there are rumors that there are some changes coming in January. Also, during that town hall meeting, we talked about the Lake Nona relocation. At this time, Iger is not prepared to change that current plan. As it stands, the relocation of Imagineering to Lake Nona, Florida has been delayed until 2026. Iger stated that he has not made a decision and will look into the potential ramifications of relocating versus staying in California. The Lake Nona campus was to house Walt Disney Imagineers and more professionals in the Disney Parks, Experiences, and Products division who are not fully dedicated to Disneyland. The 2,000 positions would represent less than 5% of Disney's total jobs in California. The project was expected to total over $864 million, with $624 million of the funds going to equipment and furniture for the new campus, which is estimated to be 300,000 to 400,000 square feet. They're also set to build an age-restricted community in Sunbridge to help alleviate local concerns about housing shortages. One cast member asked Iger where he stood on the company's stance on LGBTQ plus inclusion. And without hesitation, Iger said, quote, one of the core values of our storytelling is inclusion, acceptance, and tolerance. We can't lose that. We just can't lose that. How we actually change the world through the good must continue, he went on to say. We're not going to make everyone happy all the time, and we're not going to try to. We're certainly not going to lessen our core values in order to make everyone happy all the time. This came as a welcome relief to many cast members. Some commented on social media that he responded again with no hesitation. Iger concluded his response by saying, at one point I said, we do what we believe is right. And someone criticized me saying, well, who are you to say what is right? Well, when you're in a job like mine where you're responsible for storytelling, you get paid to have a sense what is right. Not everyone will agree with you. That's just not the way the world is these days. But it doesn't mean you should stop trying to do the right thing. It was this very subject, of course, that tripped up former Disney CEO Bob Chapek. First, Chapek responded by simply saying that Disney should not be involved in politics. After backlash from cast members and other groups and individuals, he then apologized for the way he initially responded and did an about-face on the topic. And then that caused an avalanche of criticism from Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and Republicans. Iger also talked about the possibility of Apple buying the Walt Disney Company, saying it is nothing more than speculation. Since the ousting of Bob Chapek, rumors that Apple would be buying the Walt Disney Company have resurfaced. According to a story in The Wrap, a studio insider that was said this was a possibility once again. They went on to say that Iger would cement his Disney legacy with the sale. It would be the pinnacle deal for the ultimate deal maker. In the past, Iger has said that, quote, I believe that if Steve were still alive, we would have combined our companies or at least discussed the possibility very seriously. Iger also confirmed today that there are no current plans to change the hiring freeze that was announced by former CEO Bob Chapek. In the initial announcement, Chapek said hiring for the small subset of the most crucial business-driving positions will continue, but all other roles are on hold. Your segment leaders and HR teams will have more specific details on how this will apply to your teams. Chapek also indicated that business travel should be limited to essential trips and meetings should be virtual as much as possible. Chapek has established a cost structure task force, including Chief Financial Officer Christine McCarthy, who of course led the campaign for his firing, and General Counsel Horacio Gutierrez. Iger indicated that while there is a lot to do, the company will remain resilient. Of course, nothing about people getting let go, though, which is good. Hiring freeze is very different from, you know, downsizing. Walt Disney World has walked back the promise to return parking trams to all of their theme parks this year. On the Walt Disney World website, under trams, it formerly stated, quote, courtesy trams have returned to Magic Kingdom Park and Disney's Animal Kingdom theme park, and they'll return to other Walt Disney World theme parks throughout 2022. Where available, this convenient mode of transportation will whisk guests from the theme park's parking lot to its main entrance and back. However, after a recent visit to the Walt Disney World website, we noticed the statement has been removed. Nearly a year ago, Disney Parks made the announcement official on their Twitter account. The trams returned to Magic Kingdom in December of 2021 and to Animal Kingdom theme park in May. However, the 32 days left until the end of the year, it's unclear if the trams will return to Epcot or Studios, but based on this removal, chances are they're not. The courtesy service used to operate at all four theme parks, however, was discontinued due to the pandemic in March of 2020, and physical distancing rules stopped them from bringing it back right away. At this time, there is no tram service again to Epcot, at Epcot or at Disney's Hollywood Studios. Some things never change, like how every festival at Epcot seems to get us a new Beacon of Magic show. Not that we're complaining, of course. The 2022 Epcot International Festival of the Holidays, the Beacon of Magic show, is themed to everyone's favorite wintertime Disney franchise, Frozen. Specifically to one of the Frozen, quote, I say shorts because it's, I think it's 19 minutes long from a few years back. As with all the other seasonal Epcot Beacon of Magic shows, the show takes place on Spaceship Earth. The show features When We're Together, the main song from the short, Olaf's Frozen Adventure. So they didn't say this in the initial announcement, that it was all going to be Frozen music, and then it was. I think they know that publicly people would have just commented underneath and be like, more Frozen, oh! Man, I do happen to like this music. I think it's a good Beacon show. You can watch the whole thing right here on our channel. We also have a complete guide to the Epcot International Festival of the Holidays at WDWNT.com. Includes everything you could possibly want. The video of the Cosmic Rewind holiday overlay. Includes food reviews of every single holiday marketplace. Every activity. Scavenger hunts. Everything you could possibly want to know about the event. We have distilled that information for you, again, at WDWNT.com. We were at Epcot and had to try the Joffrey's Awesome Drink Holiday Remix. It's only available at the Joffrey's Coffee and Tea Company kiosk outside of Cosmic Rewind in the Wonders of Xandar Pavilion. The Joffrey's Awesome Drink Holiday Remix, there's a 16-ounce for $6.49 with Grey Goose Vodka, a 12-ounce for $13.99. It's a festive galactic blend of frozen lemon ice, Minute Maid premium lemonade, green apple syrup, topped with sweet strawberry popping boba. The review on our website. You can support the entire team behind this show and others by joining the WDWNT Inner Globe Society at patreon.com/WDWNT. Get access to exclusive content, discounted show and event tickets, and more. Special shout out to all of our WIGS members watching who make this show happen every week. Add an extra bit of Disney charm to your winter decorations with this knit throw pillow from the Norway Pavilion at Epcot. It's $34.99. The front of the pillow is blue, featuring the Stave Church building from the pavilion in the center. Red, white, and blue flags are above the silhouettes of antler deer, and a Mickey head with a Norway flag is at the top. The back is a solid, fuzzy white. A tag also featuring a Mickey head flag is at the bottom. The pillow is available at the Fjording in the Norway Pavilion. My personal favorite detail are the puffins, which, of course, are left over. They were in Maelstrom. They got moved to Frozen Ever After. And there's one on the facade of a store in the pavilion as well. After being closed for nearly 3 years, the Volkskunst Clocks and Crafts Shop has finally reopened at the Germany Pavilion in Epcot. Since Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs is a 19th century German fairy tale written by the Brothers Grimm, references to Disney's 1937 groundbreaking film are found in the store. We're told by a cast member that this wall was once filled with cuckoo clocks, but since reopening, they have sold quite a few. I guess there was a lot of pent-up demand for cuckoo clocks, which I think is kind of crazy, but that's also amazing. Next to the KidCot area is a display of holiday cookie jars for sale. They feature images of Mickey and Minnie heads, candy canes, wrapped gifts, plum pudding, stars, and gingerbread mice-shaped cookies. And the KidCot Fun Stop is also once again open. A number of Christmas decorations and accessories are available for sale in the shop, including ornaments, stockings, throws, pillows, and tableware. And the shop still connects to Das Kaufhaus. There's also a selection of German pavilion-specific Christmas merchandise, including a tree skirt with Mickey and Minnie in a traditional German village scene, and T-shirts that say, I'm going to butcher this, but Frohe Weihnachten, please correct me in the comments, you're welcome to, which translates to Merry Christmas with Germany Pavilion, Epcot World Showcase below. I can't wait to hear how wrong I was on that pronunciation. And then you also see red sweatshirts with Mickey and Minnie toys and ornaments in the shape of a Christmas tree. And written above that is, oh boy, there's more to read. Schön Adventschitz, which translated means beautiful Advent. In the background is a watermark of the German pavilion with Germany pavilion on the right, to the right of the tree. Early this month, we reported that even found some Germany pavilion themed merchandise at the Disneyland Resort, but now it's back where it belongs. And here we can see a wall, an actual wall, not just a temporary barrier, blocking the Der Teddy Bear shop. A manager told us they don't know when it will reopen, but obviously it might be a good while until it does. We have been hearing rumors that it might be turned into a food service location. That is just a rumor right now. But that being said, Summerfest is a pretty small little counter service, and there's not really a ton of seating available, which hurts because, right, there's also a lot of people that are going to the beer cart and the beer stand. And between that and Summerfest, there's just not enough seating in the area, right? So I don't know if they're going to turn it into necessarily a restaurant so much as a seating area, but probably needs to happen. It does make me sad, though. Der Teddy Bear is one of my favorite stores. The Steiff, I love Steiff, the Disney ones. We'd collect those, Mickey and Minnie and the Lion King and the Pooh characters and all of those. I love those. So I'm sad that there won't be a space for them anymore, possibly, but we'll see what happens. Also available at the reopened shop is a bunch of Snow White-themed merchandise, including apparel, bags, and tumblers. Even Disney's Animal Kingdom Lodge is getting in on decorating for the holiday season this year. Guests have some new decorations to greet them as they approach the hotel. These colorful giraffes bring far more festive quality than the previous decorations from last time they were up was 2019. Thankfully, they've changed that out. And then on the way to Kidani, there's another colorful animal statue as well. A fairly recent tradition at Animal Kingdom Lodge involves gingerbread. In 2021, they started with the Gingiraffe, and this year they added Deborah the Zebra made of gingerbread to the holiday display. Again, Deborah is not alone. There's also, again, the Gingiraffe, which sounds like a drink, but I love it anyway. You got to go see these. I love Animal Kingdom Lodge all year round, but I think their holiday decor is among the best, and it's also just my favorite place to eat, period. To celebrate Disney Cruise Line's 25th anniversary, Disney has introduced a new wave of special Silver Anniversary at Sea entertainment merchandise and celebratory experiences that will be featured during summer 2023 sailings on board all five ships. New family entertainment and activities will culminate in shimmering evening experiences created exclusively for the anniversary celebration. These new celebration experiences will be available on select sailings from May through September of 2023. There's also new looks for Captain Mickey and Captain Minnie. You strike a pose with this iconic duo and their dazzling new ensembles. Their coordinated looks will feature swirling designs reminiscent of ocean waves and multi-toned fabric in the signature color of the celebration, Shimmering Seas. There'll also be a brand new signature song. You can sing and dance along to a brand new melody with the debut of a signature song created especially for the Silver Anniversary at Sea. And then there will be culinary creations where you can eat and drink your way through themed culinary delights from fanciful desserts to inspired craft cocktails and beyond. And there's also Memories That Shimmer. Take a piece of the magic home with you with new Shimmering Seas Collection, a special line of dedicated merchandise featuring the new signature color. Inspired by the magical glow of sunshine reflecting upon turquoise waters, the collection will include an assortment of apparel, accessories, drinkware, and more. The anniversary of Disney Cruise Line also heralds the unveiling of a brand new membership tier for Castaway Club, which recognizes returning Disney Cruise Line guests with exclusive rewards and perks. Honoring 25 years of Disney Magic at Sea, members will now earn the distinction of Pearl status after 25 Disney Cruise Line vacations. As the line's biggest fans, Pearl members will unlock new at-home and onboard benefits, which will be announced in early 2023. Currently, the available tiers for Castaway Club are Silver, which is 1 to 4 sailings, Gold, 5 to 9, and Platinum, 10 or more. This is long overdue. There are plenty of people with 25 or more. Bookings for the summer 2023 cruises featuring the Silver Anniversary at Sea celebration are available now at DisneyCruise.com, and there are plenty of itineraries to choose from. Departing from Miami, May 24th to September 4th, the Disney Magic will visit destinations in the Bahamas and Caribbean, including Disney's private island, Castaway Key. The Disney Wonder will depart on Alaskan voyages from Vancouver, Canada, May 15th to September 11th with stops in Juneau, Skagway, Ketchikan, and more. And from May 7th to September 17th, the Disney Dream will sail transatlantic and European itineraries, including the Mediterranean, Northern Europe, and the Greek Isles. The Disney Fantasy will set sail from Port Canaveral, Florida, May 6th to September 2nd, to the Eastern and Western Caribbean, each with a day at Castaway. And Disney Cruise Line's newest ship, the Wish, will depart on sailings to Nassau, Bahamas, and Castaway May 1st to September 8th from Port Canaveral. Following last week's sudden removal of former Disney CEO Bob Chapek and reinstallation of Bob Iger, effects of his transition are starting to be seen. At Disney's private island in the Bahamas, Castaway Key, signage that previously referenced Chapek has been totally removed. As you can see, Pump House One previously had a sign on the side that read, Bob Chapek, Master Shipbuilder. Man, the jokes write themselves. Now, according to Scott Sanders on Twitter, DCL blog, the sign is gone. The CEO shakeup has spurred the exit of several Disney executives in recent days, and it's been a crazy ride. But now, the fact that the sign is gone, that's wild. That is wild. It's like removing a Main Street window. Although these, in fairness, they assign these to executives essentially when they get the job. DCL, maybe in the future, wait till people like are retiring and we see what their legacy is before you honor them. Just an idea. For the absolute latest on these Disney stories and more, and all that didn't make it to the show, be sure to check WDWNT.com and follow us on your favorite social media platforms. This program is brought to you by The Vacationeer, the official travel agent sponsor of our show, and they're the engineers of your next magical vacation. Sit back and let their team of vacation planning experts craft your family's next magical trip, and the best part, their services are free. Visit WDWNT.travel for details. For the worldwide leader in Disney Parks news, this is Tom Corliss saying, enjoy the rest of your today, and have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.
Welcome to Deep in the Plus. Each week, join host Rob Whiteside as he and a panel of Disney superfans take a different movie or TV show from the Disney Plus catalog. They'll tell you its history, details, and give their review so you'll know if it's worth your time. Current shows, classic movies, and everything in between. Watch Deep in the Plus live Wednesday nights at 9 Eastern for new episodes, or catch Deep in the Plus anytime on YouTube on WDWNT TV.